This podcast is made possible by supporters like you. Mahalo. And by Atlas Insurance Agency, Hawaii's largest professional agency, helping Hawaii navigate insurance solutions since 1929. More at atlasinsurance.com.
Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to a new episode of What School You Went? Start every conversation with that question. And I'm Ron Mizutani. Today we're going to be talking about an island favorite that is an absolute must-have on every plate lunch. Talking about the irresistible, the iconic mac salad. I'm going to say Hawaiian mac salad because I know on the U.S. mainland they make macaroni salad, but it's very, very different. I want to welcome back my dear friend to the program because when it comes to food, local food, food in general, I don't know of anyone who I would trust more with my life.
Oh,
true story.
Mahalo.
Yeah. But wow. he couldn't be here today, so I called up Gooch.
But he's not here.
So Chef Mark Gooch Noguchi, welcome back to PBS.
Mahalo, brother. I appreciate it.
False crack.
Well played.
False crack.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go any further, I got to ask, what school you went?
Yeah, you got to put an S on the end.
Okay.
So I went to Punahou Roosevelt Kalani Kamuki, short stint at Acids, and then Hilo.
So well traveled.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny is with Amanda is, and we shouldn't do it anymore. We're in our 10th year this Sunday.
Awesome, congrats.
But when we first started dating, after a couple of years of it, like, oh, it's my classmate. So you know, your classmates are like half this state. Now she just rolls her eyes, but.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Because you weren't lying.
I wasn't. I just, you know, school wasn't my gig, you know, back then. It was I learned better outside. I learned better, more tactile, and I kind of had to find that way.
And you found
your
way.
Found it to Hilo. Yeah,
you found it to Hilo. Changed your life. Hilo did.
Changed my life.
Yeah,
it really did. It my mother's family was from Pi'i Honua, and long story short is that. My mother's mother, my grandma, my old bachang and her sister got into a huge beef and they split and stopped talking. And then about a year or so in to living in Hilo, one day I called home and was talking to mom and she goes, I got something to tell you. She goes, you know, you have a big family in Hilo. And I was like, what? She told me the whole story and then started to find my cousins and then it was kind of made sense how I ended up, you know, how I ended up there.
Everything happens as is.
Yeah, bro.
For a reason,
good
right?
Stuff. Yep.
You followed him on Wahine there, from what I understand.
Follow Wahine there. Good memory.
She
2 days later. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
Who can blame her? It's like you have this boyfriend on another island.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to move to your island, but not because of you. You know, I can imagine her being like, right, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, interesting you share that. I stayed in Hawaii coming out of high school, and I went to UH Manoa because I still had Wahine here.
Mm.
2 weeks into college, she dumped me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? It all worked out.
And it does.
Stranger things happen. Now, I know in Hilo, your love for food, island, aina, was probably existing already, but... Really, you were able to really grasp that and fall in love with the islands even deeper. Is that where you learned hula?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually, growing up, in my family at that time, I was the only person that listened to Hawaiian music. My first album was Brothers Casimiro. You know, and Robert and Uncle Roland and... And yeah, your song contest coming out again, huh?
Yeah. No, we don't even talk about that.
Yeah. But always wanted to hula, yes. Never had the opportunity. And so long story short was when I decided to, you know, go back to school and I was at HCC, Hilo Community College, I was taking 101 and my kumu was Kekuhi Kanaele. And so after about the second week, and kind of asked her, I said, kumu, I said, you know, can I ask you a question? I said, I always wanted to hula. my entire life. And I said, but never had the opportunity. Do you think you could have a suggestion? And she kind of looks at me up and down, and she's like, no, not really. But let me think about it. Not realizing who I was talking to, obviously.
Yes. Right?
So at the end of the semester, she was sort of like, Noguchi, she goes, you remember that question about hula? She said, are you serious? And I said, yup. She goes, well, our family, we have this small halal. We have a small halal. And we take new students about once every 5 years. It's been a while, but you know, she said, my mom's gonna open up the class. So if you're serious, you know, why don't you come down? And I remember, it's really cool, you know, in the Hilo Tribune, in the classifieds, seriously, it was like, I looked it up later, and it's like this little thing, like, now taking new students, halal,
that is beautiful.
You know, and yeah. Still have no concept of what I'm getting into. And I remember that first night, you know, in Hilo Army, the class was like six rows deep, students still going out. You know, first day happens. I can't believe I'm here. I don't know what I'm getting myself into. And, you know, Kekuhi and Kaipo, they give their talk about halal and the commitment, and talking about how you're going to see how it shrinks over time. And yeah, remember that five rows turned into like four by the end of the first month. And then it dropped down to three. And then, you know, it stayed at like two for the longest time, at least while I was there. But hula changed my life. You know, yes. If it wasn't for Halal Kekuhi, I wouldn't have had my eyes open to the world. I wouldn't have seen the way that food brings us together. So, yeah, in essence, like, you know, halal eats free for life.
Right. Hey, well said. Yeah. Don't forever forget that. I've seen video of you hula, yeah?
No.
I have.
Oh, yeah, you hear that. So that's, I guarantee, right. You got stuff, yep, lying around.
Yep. Hey, you was on Handsome Japanese Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not that you was. You was
svelte. No.
You know what I mean, though.
Young,
we were on a little svelte.
I was odd.
Is that a word? Svelte?
Svelte. We, yep, can make it a
we
word.
We can make it a word, yeah, today. But
that's cool.
Yes.
That is cool. You, yeah, know, I
said, oh, my gosh, that's Gooch.
I've never watched Halal perform live yet. I get emotional.
I bet. You
know, I miss, and it's not missing, like, I pine away for it and I wish I was in halal again. There's no way my knees,
right,
would take it.
You cannot duck walk anymore.
No.
Well, we could try right after this.
I'll try.
We could try. Yeah. We'll run them on social media.
But it's a very, very deep, visceral love. My wife goes, she gets, our friends take her in with them to Ho'ike, so she's gone to see halal dance a few times. She's always like, she didn't want to go. No, you know, wow. I just kind of keep it in here.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's one way of keeping it alive in you too.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
Ooh, good stuff. Okay, the reason why I asked you to come, again, because the other brother couldn't come.
Right.
Is Nana, is to talk mac salad. It is a staple. It is, you know when I go to the plate, no matter where I go, if I'm ordering a plate lunch, and if I get asked the question, right, mac or toss? What a silly question.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's automatic going to be, yeah, Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
What makes our macaroni salad so delicious? From your perspective.
Yeah, two words. Best foods.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
Hellman's, yeah, East of the Rockies, right?
Right.
So, yeah, Hellman's East of the Rockies.
We can thank our, again, this is plantation stuff right, yeah, here we're talking about. So we can thank our Portuguese, I'd imagine, for their love for mayonnaise as well. Our Japanese culture for the noodles, the macaroni. I don't know. What's the history?
That is
of
a great question. You know, I've totally dived into, you know, the origins of saimin, and I've thought about the origins of mac salad, and I still haven't. You know, like macaroni is Italian,
yes,
per se, but, you know, the Italians weren't a large. Did we have a large Italian immigration population? No, right?
The Europeans mainly Portuguese.
Mainly Portuguese. So yeah, I wonder where mac salad came from. Now I'm going to be on a mission. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
So as far as the real origins of mac salad, I have no idea. I know it as our contemporary side that it is today. You know who it might be, who would be a great person to ask is Arnold Huera on Mac Salad. But yeah, I think what makes our Mac Salad different is that is the ungodly amount of mayonnaise that we put in it. And for some reason, the macaroni, it sucks it all up, right? Local Mac Salad is a particular texture.
Why? Tell me about it.
Because it has enough mayonnaise in it so that all the components, as you, when you put it in your mouth, the mayonnaise should essentially lubricate every bit of whatever it is that you put in it. And the first bite, it kind of opens up into your mouth, and you get the textures, and you start chewing. But yet, it's not enough mayo to be oily or greasy or too mayonnaise-y, if you will. Yeah.
Yes.
It's this delicate balance. It's just riding that line between too much and too little. Because dry mac salad sucks.
Right. And I've had dry mac salad.
And over mayoed mac salad also sucks.
Yes. It's got to be the right creamy balance.
Yeah, and you need to hold back on enough mayonnaise that you can still taste the different components, right? You should.
Right.
Is the mayonnaise binds, but still allows each ingredient to shine.
Wow, that's so eloquent. Bob Mac salad. It's pretty good. You should copyright that.
You know, I was thinking about a career in food recently, Ron, because, you know, I've been watching a lot of YouTube, and being a chef doesn't look that hard. But, and you know, look at me, my physique,
Never trust a skinny chef.
Anyway. I suppose. I'm trying.
It's funny. You know, when I said, hey, I'm going to have Gooch on talking about Mac salad, Jesse Mukadeng Deng, producer right here to our right, extraordinaire. And he knows food, too. He's blogged about food for magazines and everything. He said, hey, you got to make sure that you address spaghetti style mac salad.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yep.
Because that's how I grew up eating
KJ's.
No, my mom.
Bango. KJ. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's because the spaghetti style is different from obviously the mac we have in plate lunches.
But correct.
I just had. I told you I had a Bautista the other day. I had a pancit. The night before that, I went to Shiro's to get mac salad because they make spaghetti mac. Is that even possible? Not spaghetti mac.
I call it spaghetti mac.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is your go-to when you make mac salad?
Okay. I got turned on to this little shape. It's called ditalini. It's like an elbow macaroni that I didn't know it was supposed to be an elbow, and it's straight. So it's because I like the spaghetti mac salad the way it feels in your mouth.
Yes.
To me, and then I don't put potatoes in my mac salad anymore.
Correct.
From Hey Ya Pure days,
yes,
was always kalo. And I'll grate some cooked kalo, and then I'll dice it up, and all that goes
in. I remember fondly.
To me, the elbow macaroni is almost a distraction. To me, the elbow is like one extra turn in my mouth. Right? So when I put it in my mouth, I like the straight.
Right.
When with the spaghetti mac, to me, it's you know, like spaghetti mac usually doesn't have potato. It's usually just spaghetti and then a few other ingredients. So really, when you're eating the spaghetti mac, you're kind of geeking out on the fact that you're eating cold mac salad, but not really. It's this entirely other thing.
Yes.
So I can appreciate that. But for some reason, I don't know.
It's funny you say that. That it takes extra work because it is the simplicity of it that makes it such a beautiful dish. You know, people add whatever, onion, white onion, celery, some people put. Mm. My mom used to put cucumber, and she used to make, here's a little thing she used to do. She learned this from my grandma. My grandma could make eating cucumbers sound like it was delicious. You know, the crunch. The mouth a little bit open, inappropriate, kind of that's rude, Grandma. Yeah. But she would just dip that in some shoyu and
mayonnaise.
By the way, you said mayonnaise. I say mayonnaise too. Some people just say mayonnaise. You ever give it that thought?
Thanks.
I planted the seed.
Mayonnaise. I don't know.
but what Grandma used to do is she would take the cucumber, cut it, put it on ice. To make it crunchier.
Yep.
I don't know if it's really works. But Mama did that with her mac salad, and then she would cut it up with the spaghetti, throw it in.
Cucumber.
Some people put egg.
Yep.
Right? I prefer, A little bit egg, not too much.
I grate my eggs into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Onion, not too big and not too much, because that can really overpower
nothing,
everything.
Nothing sucks worse than like even like a thick cut onion in your burger. Like, and then you bite the onion and that's all you taste for 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even myself. I got you.
You got me. Okay. Yeah. I got to ask you though, you know, because when I went to UH Manoa and I had, my roommates were all athletes from the mainland. One was from Rhode Island. One was from Connecticut. Actually, I had a Samoan from Radford, but he was illegal. He shouldn't have been there. That's a whole different podcast. I remember one day Al Noga showed up to our room.
Wow.
Yeah. This is back because my other roommate was Josie Omalu. Okay. They were good friends, defensive line. But Al said, Sully, me, I'm not Samoan.
Yeah.
Sully, I'll like borrow your moped. And of course, that wasn't really a question.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I'm going to borrow your moped.
Yeah, I'm going to borrow your moped. So he took my blue, not Schwinn, what you call that back in the day? Suzuki. And I never saw it again. But he didn't steal it. He just left it somewhere. But anyway, I share that story because we had it was like a different cultures in our room. I turned our roommates on to L&L Drive-In back in the day. Mm. They love barbecue chicken. They did without the rice. They went and ordered fries, whatever. But the Mac salad was something they just said, boom, you know. Mm-hmm. This would be huge in Connecticut. Stamford, Connecticut, oh my God. And this is back in the 80s, you know what I mean? So it's embraced by locals. Even our visitors love Mac salad.
Yeah. It's an approachable dish.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's utilizing, I mean, it's a local dish, but it's definitely utilizing ingredients that pretty much all came from the continent.
Right.
And, you know, that's what it is. It's like good food strikes these chords, good food evokes these memories and it takes you back. Like your Connecticut roommates didn't grow up in Hawaii, but for some reason when they ate it, guarantee it sparked some kind of a memory.
Yes.
There you go. There's a love.
Yeah. And he said the East Coast would love Mac salad. And now I know there's plate lunch stands everywhere.
You know that there's an L&L in New York?
Yeah.
I remember when I first moved to New York, I knew that there was an L&L there. And I think the next day I found it. I think it was Lower East Side, if I'm not mistaken. And they had the star advertiser. And they have it.
Smart.
Right, they have some sort of a relationship where they have copies of a newspaper, FedEx to them every day.
That's awesome.
This was back in 2000. I don't know if it still does it, but that's pretty cool.
That's because all the transplants, too. Marketing is people miss. I mean, look, Zippy's just opened in Las Vegas.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to long lines and just.
Is people, it big?
Is it like Vegas sized? I've never been, but it's just off the strip. But yeah, they've been waiting for that moment for a while. I think 2018 they were supposed to do it, then COVID hit. But the grand opening was very recent. But, you know, they too make pretty good Mac salad too, actually.
Yeah, Zippy's Mac salad is pretty good.
I'm going to ask you that question because I asked you before about Saibin and such. But who do you think has the best Mac salad in town?
Ooh,
besides yourself?
Honestly, I don't evaluate Mac salads around town. Where have I had? I still love KJ's spaghetti tuna. It's one of the last bastions of of canned tuna and spaghetti.
Oh my gosh! Tuna.
It's one of the last. Yeah. So KJ's is one.
I think
Shiro's makes a good one too. Shiro's makes a good one too. Zippy's. Those are the ones that come off the top of my head.
Sorry, no me for false correct you with that.
No, it's a good one.
It depends on what you're eating with too. I mean, if you have a nice hamburger steak with brown gravy, the Mac salad is just going to take it.
Brown gravy on your Mac salad, yes.
Automatic.
Yeah, that's
gravy
a good one.
All
you kind of mix it a little bit and
that's the mayonnaise. You know, my Portuguese friends and family on Kauai, they put mayonnaise on everything.
Yeah.
Right? Beef stew.
Yeah.
Chili.
Yep.
Spaghetti.
Yep.
Anything that tomato sauce.
Right inside.
Bam.
A spoonful inside.
And if you've never tried it, folks, it might sound, and it might look, it doesn't really look appetizing. It's the bomb diggity.
Yeah. I think you tell most people, and even you know, like a lot of just with the changing diets, a lot of local people, you know, most of us don't put mayonnaise like we used to.
Right.
You throw mayonnaise in your chili and mayonnaise in your spaghetti, they're like, ah, like, yeah, you just gotta try it.
Yes.
Yeah, you just gotta try it.
Actually, one of the very popular chilies in town, I won't say it, they put mayonnaise. Mm. That's part of the recipe. I won't say where.
I think it's important to still honor these dishes.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty stoked you asked me to come aboard. In our household, you know, we have, for instance, we have four. But on any given night, someone's going to pop by for dinner. So we go through, I would say, maybe 10 pounds of rice. And not just white rice. Right? We have all kind of mixed rice. So we probably go through about 10 pounds of rice a month. But when we were growing up, it was 10 pounds of white rice a week, in our house. And so while the diet changes for me, I still want to honor, I still want to honor these old dishes. I'm still going to make Makassar. I'm still going to try and make it the best that I can, even though we might not eat it as much as we used to, you know. Still down to talk about where we're going to go for our best chicken katsu, even though pour brown gravy on your Makassar. Those dishes are part of our identity.
Correct.
So regardless of whether or not it's appropriate to eat it every day anymore.
Yes.
At least for this guy.
Yeah. And this guy.
You still got to cook it.
He said, I just wanted to say a couple of my favorites. Besides, I said Shiro's. The old diners in Kalihi, because I used to eat that with chicken katsu.
They put the noodles in it. Oh. Chow mein noodles, right? And it was like a half an ounce of noodles at the bottom.
It was crazy
diners.
Good.
Gracie's, yeah.
Or Greasy's, whatever the people used to call it. And finally, Kenny's Burger House.
Oh, good one.
In Kali. Again, with just enough brown gravy. But our Mac salad is here to stay. And yes, our nutrition, our diets have changed because it's, you know, not as healthy for us. But every once in a while, when somebody says, Mac or toss?
Macaroni. You know, Kai, remember Lance Kosaka, Pineapple?
Yes.
Did you have his garlic chicken sandwich with the macaroni salad?
No, I have never.
Bruh. Not, okay, hands down, last macaroni dish of my life. I got 10 breaths left in me. I would call Chef Lance and ask him to make me his garlic chicken. So he takes a hoagie bun, garlic, and butters it, griddles it, makes his shoyu garlic chicken, slaps it down, and then puts like a half a scoop of Mac salad on top. Ah! How did I forget? Sorry, Chef. I can't believe I forgot that. That is my favorite macaroni dish. Whole wide world. It would be the last macaroni bite I would have. Is that? And it's just genius. It's like everything that we love in the garlic chicken and in a bun, and you eat it. And who puts macaroni salad on top for like this texture and
magician.
Yeah. Magic. That's my final answer on that one.
Hey, and with that, I say thank you to whoever created the Mac salad, Mahalo.
Because
you have been a part of our lives ever since. Hey, Gooch, thanks for coming by. Really appreciate it. I love talking story with you, brother. And thank you for all you do.
And thanks for calling me after that other guy couldn't make it.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. That other guy, I won't even say his name, but he's inconsistent. Sometimes he sees my name on the call and he just goes, Mizutani. Delete.
I'll pick up anytime.
Yeah, I know
just,
you do.
Just to let you know.
You know what? Honestly, before we wrap up, you do. During the pandemic, you picked up, you know, and you stepped up in a big way along with a lot of people, and mahalo for that. I mean, that's just who you are. You know, people may not think they know all about you. I don't know all about you, brother. You're one of the busiest guys I know. But you do it from the heart always, and that's evident in the way you cook, the way you communicate. I love your series you did with Toyota. When you went out and you got close to the aina, it was beautiful. Wow. Storytelling. I mean, you are the complete package. And I say that with a lot of, you know, with a lot of girt.
Did you just say that with a lot of girt?
Yeah. Yeah, you. You svelte, handsome lad.
Right.
Take care, brother. Mahalo nui for joining us, boys. Join us next week. I'm feeling kind of svelte myself. Next week, another episode of What School You Went. Until then, ahuyo.
What School You Went is a PBS Hawaii production. Music by Taimani Gardner. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and tell your friends. You can find us on pbshawaii.org and everywhere you get your podcasts.